us worship the Lord. Trusting his might, walking his light, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways, come let us worship the Lord.
Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord, come let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice, come let us worship, worship the Lord.
Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study, searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what is meant by Jesus being called the Son of God? Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, teaching from Revelation chapter 17. This coming Tuesday, August 10th, the men's Bible study will meet at the Veloz home at 7 p.m. in Gilroy. And if you have, you'd like any more information on this, please see Pastor Tomlinson. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 135, verse 3. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. We will now be singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 442, Praise Him, Praise Him.
Oh,
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 227, The Cleansing Wave. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 394, I Surrender All.
Look to the Lord in prayer this morning and in fellowship with his presence. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the wonderful God that we have in the person of the Lord Jesus, our High Priest. And we lift up this prayer and worship this morning as we fellowship here at Bethel Baptist Church in California, the United States of America. We greet all of those who are here these mornings with the word of Jesus. Welcome to the kingdom. And then, Father, we also greet those in the radio ministry and AM and those in the internet and in the television. May the blessings of God be upon them, and may the knowledge of the Almighty give them the steps to know him better and to worship him in truth and in the spirit. Father, we are delighted to open the doors every Sunday in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening to broadcast and proclaim Christ as Lord and Savior. Father, we as a church body do have a part of our congregations from time to time with difficulties. We remember Donald and that Wheeler, who is doing much better, Lord, and we pray that soon we will see him among us. Dante Rabines have been interviewed by the hospital in Lima, and they are considering doing the treatment over there, and we are very, very, very happy that our missionary now is going to get the proper treatment for his cancer. Henry's mother is in the hospital waiting that moment in which you will call her into your presence. And we are thankful for Henry and for Tayan. We miss them badly, but Father, we know they are doing what the Bible commands to honor the father and mother. And we are so, so delighted to know that in obedience to your command, they are there to provide for Mama and for the father, actually, the support and the care and the blessings of Henry's and Tayan in sharing the gospel with Mama. And knowing now that Mama knows you, it is a comfort to our heart. Father, we are delighted this morning here to have Ann Peretto with us, who has been sick, and delighted to know that she is 80 years old. Father, you said that our age should be 70 years, and then the strongest one, 80. And I know Ann is very strong, so praise God for her age. Father, we pray for Mildred Eplica with her surgery ahead in October. Lord, Maria Silva had surgery yesterday, and we are had surgery on Friday, and we are so delighted that she is much better, and she is getting stronger and stronger, and soon we will see her among us. We thank you, Father, for the support of our church every Sunday. And we praise your name because of the people in the extended church send their offerings to make a contribution so that we can have the broadcast, and the people here in church made their contribution so that we can keep the doors really open. We thank you, Father, for our missionaries, Carol Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez. They are both in Spain. David and Denise Rode in the New Approach. They have resigned to the mission field in Papua New Guinea, and soon in December will be back home and then be looking for a job in America. And we pray for their future and for their decision. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires. Dante and Maruja Rabines, now Dante under treatment. Jose and Diana Avila in Costa Rica. The South Valley Pregnancy Care Center here in Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. And Daniel and Miriam Lacey. And especially we pray for Daniel, Lord, as he has to resign to his mission because there were no support in him. And so now he needs to look for a ministry, a work, something to do in his life. And we pray that you guide him and give him a strength to do so. And for Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center for World Missions in Pasadena. Thank you, Lord, that you provide all these people. And when all of this is cleared up, Lord, guide us to choose another missionary so that next year we will start the year with another mission support as two of our missionaries have canceled their support, and we will keep the support until the month of March for them. And so, Father, thank you for the insight to move on in life. Not only we broadcast the gospel here, not only in the internet and radio, and we reach a lot of people, but also through actual physical families in different places, because you command us to go around the world. Once again, Father, how gracious are your people in providing every Sunday. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In the name of Jesus, our Lord, amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Just say, oh,
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Gospel of Luke. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1135. We will be reading Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be abased, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you that we have your sure word in the scriptures. We thank you for your gift of faith that has enabled us to believe with confidence all that has been written. With the publican, we say, God, be merciful to us sinners, knowing we have no hope except for your mercy. We have no confidence in the works of the flesh, but our confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, who saved us by grace while we were sinners. We praise you and thank you for accepting us in him and hearing our prayer. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes with the words of life from the scriptures. Bless us and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding that translates into action. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.